First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
Are you a safe driver who always obeys the speed limit?
I am, but other drivers are always on my bumper and blasting their horns.
Maybe you should try getting out of the left lane.
Getting out of the left lane? Why?
Because the left lane is for passing only.
Since when?
Since always.
I don't remember that from driver's ed.
You should. You really, really, really should.
But getting out of the left lane sounds tricky.
It's not. Just push upwards on your turn signal.
My what?
Then cautiously move over one lane to your right.
Wow. Look at all those happy drivers. I'm sold. I'm going to start getting out of the left lane right away.
Spread the word. And maybe one day, everyone will be getting out of the left lane.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Several of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers speaking out in court before a judge is expected to dismiss the charges against him.
Courtney Wilde, fighting back tears, said, quote, "I feel very angry and sad that justice has never been served. He robbed me of a day in court, and for that, he is a coward." Accuser Virginia Giuffre said, quote, "Epstein is no longer alive, but today is not about his death. It is about how he lived."
Fox's Brian Yenis at the courthouse in New York City. Tomorrow is the deadline for Democratic presidential hopefuls to qualify for the next debate.
So far, 10 candidates have made the cut for next month's matchup in Houston. The DNC is requiring all candidates have 2% support in 4 qualifying polls and contributions from 130,000 individual donors.
Fox's Phil Sutherland. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 121 points, the Nasdaq shedding 27, and the S&P 500 losing 9. America is listening to Fox News.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes, it's what you gotta do. Votes, you gotta get out there and vote. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never cast a vote or cared about it anyway. The country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can, I cannot choose. And I don't know who should win and who should lose. I wish the candidates could hand out booze. Won't you V-O-T-E or don't complain to me?
Yeah, we'll complain anyway. When we talk to Brad McDonald next hour, we're going to talk about what I consider to be treasonous behavior. When you have a former Fed chairman telling the current Fed chairman not to lower the rates, do not help this president keep a thriving economy, that is somebody who is an enemy of the people. It's outrageous that there's the deep state. I don't know that there's a dipstick big enough to measure it. It's really frightening how embedded these people are and what they're willing to do to keep things the way they were. Trump comes along, disrupts the whole thing, and by the way, when is William Barr going to get off his fat ass and indict somebody? Starting with Andrew McCabe or any of the other. What are you waiting for? We'll know. If this guy chooses to do nothing, they're at that point now, I guess, where they can indict McCabe, that we'll know that we're screwed. If Barr doesn't do anything, we're screwed. And with the media shrieking 24/7 about what a monster Trump is, and the economy gets shaky in the least, they'll tell you it is anyway, whether it is or not, we're going to get one of these wonderful Democrats in there, and then I hope everybody will be happy. And like you said, Joey, it's good for business. You know, this place for 8 years, this was a therapy center for the Obama presidency. But I don't want to have to survive like that either, you know? So, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are our guests. Not to be an alarmist, but there is the possibility of Hurricane Dorian
Yeah, when is that supposed to hit? Because I need that to hurry up and, like, happen and then be gone.
It's, right now they have it, the center of the storm making landfall north of Lake Okeechobee. Looks like up close to north of Vero Beach, 8 a.m. Sunday.
Okay, good. Get out of there and go. What's a better name than Steve? I think we talked about this last time. Like, Steve was not a good name.
For my son?
No, for, like, a hurricane.
For, like, in general? Like, my dad?
You know, like, you need to have, like, a scary name. No, for, like, because, exactly, like
Dante.
I mean, you know, like, you gotta have, like, a scary name.
Dorian's a little flavorful,
so I can...
The agent needs to be Historia.
Yeah. Every year, at the beginning of the season, around the 1st of June or just before that, we do a show on the names for the year ahead and which ones sound like they're going to be troublemakers. And I picked Dorian to be a bad storm.
Dorian, the dominator.
What was the last one? Was it Steve?
No, it was like a really boring,
like, white guy.
Michael.
That was the one that came ashore in...
Let's see, 2019. This was like a month or two ago.
Oh, 2019 hurricane.
Because, like, it was a very, like... vanilla
Barry.
Name. It was Barry. That's what it was. It was like a very vanilla name, and no one's going to be scared of a Barry.
Barry Chantal.
You know, like, you want people to take it seriously and, like, be kind of afraid of it, and no one's afraid of a Barry.
This year's kind of are pretty boring. We've got...
What's next?
Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dorian,
oh,
Aaron.
Chantal. I'm surprised that one wasn't
what
bad.
What is E?
It's just crazy.
Aaron.
We had an Aaron in 1995 that came up very close to the Florida coastline.
But like Aaron with an A?
E.
Yeah, and that's A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's get it right. That's A-A-Ron. This is True Aaron. Then we have Ferdinand. Was it on a Disney movie?
It's about the bull, Ferdinand the Bull.
Yeah, Ferdinand the Bull. Then we have Gabrielle. We have Humberto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Humberto.
He's going to be a
Things
force.
Things might get ugly.
Humberto sounds like Dumbo.
Then we have Imelda. I-M-E-L-D-A. How would you say that? Imelda.
As in Marcos, as in lots of shoes.
Imelda. Oh, well, I mean,
talking,
I get that reference, but...
See, before you two were born, there was a Philippine leader
I
named...
I know who she is. You underestimate our intelligence
I don't...
here.
No, I'm...
She had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pairs of shoes.
I'm just doing my job as peepaw.
Mm-hmm. Back to Jerry.
Yeah.
We have Jerry Karen... Karen's going to get you.
Karen is.
Because
Karen's a sleeper.
She's a sleeper. She's the one that we're all like, oh, it's Karen. Mm-hmm. But then it's going to be like, oh, it's
although
was Karen.
I knew a lot of Karens in my life, I never found any of them to be particularly menacing, but I agree.
I feel like Karen is a sleeper, man. Like the president of the PTA.
Yeah.
But
you're
like,
this could have been an email, Karen.
Right.
But she would stick you with a shiv.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, gas is on the right, Karen, in your CRV. Like, let's go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of a bee, you know?
But, like, the end of the Atlantic storm names in 2019 get real hairy, y'all. I'm going to prepare yourselves for this. You ready?
Yeah.
Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa.
Oh, Lord.
Melissa.
Nestor.
Oh, no. Nestor. I don't like Nestor.
Olga.
Olga.
Pablo, Rebecca with a K.
Rebecca
with a K is going to get you.
See, Rebecca with a K, like, if it was with a C, like...
You'd be like,
that'd be fine.
Becky.
But Rebecca with a K.
She'd get you.
She's got a little spice in there.
Sebastian.
Yeah.
Tanya.
You don't even want to know
about
Tanya.
She's getting you. Van and Wendy. Wendy's a good one, too.
See, I don't know.
The female ones, I'm telling you, are going to bring the heat.
Someone just called, by the way, and said her son's name is Aaron. She doesn't pronounce it A-A-Ron.
I mean, maybe she's pronouncing it wrong.
Tomato, tomato.
Like, maybe she should change it.
She apparently has not heard the Key and
Peele. I told her it's an inside joke. It's a skit we play.
Well, we should play the Key. How long does it take to get to A-A-Ron in the longer version of the Key and Peele?
I think it's like in the very beginning.
Yeah, it's near the beginning.
Because I don't want our listeners to think that we're that stupid.
Nah, let them think that.
No.
I just want everybody to be mentally and physically prepared for the hell that's going to break loose at the end of the hurricane season this year.
I'm not getting a good vibe from Pablo here.
What?
I mean, I'm just saying, saddle up, cowboys, because it's going to be a rough year.
Joey, I think that's racist.
No, I love I love all the Hispanics. I assume most of them are good people.
Oh, no, I thought he was going to execute all Hispanics. That's what the left is out there with now, their latest insane theory. Or how about diagnosing him on MSLSD? Or no, it was Brian Stelter, Humpty Dumpty.
Wait, and didn't you know the one of the last names on here is Wendy? Didn't you know a Wendy?
It's hard for the W names, though, because when you look at them...
That name we're not supposed to use.
Oh, anymore. But see, no one's put this together yet, but like... Windy is going to be windy. The hurricane's going to be windy.
What? Yeah.
We could take the old association sign. Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's blowing down the tops of the houses?
Can you please make this into a bit so when Wendy plays, you'll play that?
Get that far, that's pretty
deep. Oh, we're going to get that far because it's
global
coming.
Global warming?
I don't know if it's
Let me play the initial part of this thing so we can let our listener know that we're not stupid.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen.
Present.
Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play? Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? No Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake.
What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice.
This is the whole...
Is it?
Is there a D-Nice?
Do we stay with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron. Where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A.A. Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, you know, I said it like four times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A.A. Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a...
It never gets old.
No.
I mean... I'm not going to alarm anybody, and I'll get off of this tangent of the hurricane names here in just a moment, but 2020 and 2021 are not looking good, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got some...
What do we have?
Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo...
Faye concerns me.
Hannah.
So does Hannah.
Sucks. How would you pronounce that, Dana?
Which one?
The I...
Isaiah.
Josephine, Kyle, Laura, Marco, Nana.
Kyle, I have an ex-boyfriend named Kyle, and that one's going to be...
Omar,
gonna be rough.
Paulette, Renee with one N, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred.
Vicky.
And then very quickly, Anna, Bill, Claudette, Danny. Danny's going to get you, I promise. Elsa, Fred, Grace, Henry with an I, Ida, Julian, Kate, Larry, Mindy, Nicholas, Odette, Peter, Sam, Odette. Teresa, Victor, and Wanda.
Wait, Greg, I've noticed that you kept, you're giving your input as she was reading those names. And you're like, I don't like that one. I don't know
Odette.
About that.
I don't like Odette.
Yeah, but why were all the ones that you don't know about female names?
Because those are the bad ones.
Yeah.
You always associate. Like that's the thing is, like, Kyle, like, I would, like, that's not going to be a good hurricane.
No.
It's going to be a disaster.
It's like when you have
That's going to be the church van.
It's like
that's
when you're...
That's the church van story.
You're naming, oh, God. What a jerk. So when you're naming an animal or you're naming a kid or you're naming a hurricane, you can't help but associate it with people. And you don't realize how many people you necessarily don't care for until you have to name something.
See? When you have... I have achieved...
You've achieved.
I've racked up.
You've achieved, you've racked up.
I've got a good part of the alphabet covered.
Yeah, you have an extensive history with all letters.
So there are certain, like Tanya, that was the one I was engaged to twice, for God's sake.
That's not the one with the nose, right?
And she still drunk dials me, like, once a year.
She's not drunk dialing you, Greg. Your name is a G. She's purposely calling you.
We'll always have Georgia.
I know. It's not like you're like...
You're not A. You're not Amy.
You're the only man I ever really loved.
That's when you gotta block it, because she's not drunk dialing you, like butt dialing. She's purposely calling you.
Oh, yeah. No woman ever butt dials me.
I mean, I butt dial Dana and my friend Amy all the time, because they're in my favorites. All the time.
417. Can I talk about furniture for a second?
Sure.
There is an amazing furniture place. First of all, the Kaiser. Kaiser, fine home furnishings. You're going to save 1.5% no matter what you buy, because the sales tax is lower where Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings is. But through September 7th, they have the kickoff sales event. And they've got prices marked up to half off with an additional 10% off on red tag items. Now, this is a place where you're going to find literally an overwhelming selection. Just like Georgia Floors Direct has that enormous inventory of flooring types and styles. Wear comfortable shoes when you go to Kaiser, because there's a lot to see, but that's what you want, so you can make the right choice. We went through about 8 different recliners as we whittled it down to the one we actually ended up buying. But through now, from now and through September 7th, this kickoff sales event will save you big, big bucks. If you're not happy with the chair you're enjoying the game in, why not get a his and hers? At these prices, you can afford to do it. 50% off an additional 10 on red tag items. They can help you with financing. And guess what? If you buy before September 7th, you'll get free delivery anywhere in the Tri-County area during the Kaiser kickoff sale. By the way, Bassett's club level line is also on sale. So shop wiser. Buy Kaiser, K-Y-S-E-R, at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Just past CAFCO and just enough past everything to have a lower sales tax. We've got traffic and weather together, your local news, and then we're back. It's Dana Delk, Jacqueline Thomason, sidekicking with us this afternoon on Happy Hour.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and we're starting to see lots of traffic on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. The interstates, amazingly, are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you there. If you're on the 31s, all the traffic is moving along just fine there. We're still seeing a lot of congestion on Taylor Road between Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, and there's a big crowd on the boulevard right near the Troy Highway, so be careful there. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
I always want to say this name like Jimmy Stewart says at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Bert! Bert!
Good evening. Good evening, comrade Gregory.
Hello, Bert.
Man, well, let me tell you, I just left Fraser Church and voted.
Yes.
And there's only been 431 people voted at that precinct today.
Wow.
I think there's over, it's either 2,000 or 5,000, somewhere right in there that, you know, that are scheduled to vote.
So turnout has been low today.
Say again?
So turnout has been low today at that location.
At this precinct, it certainly has, and I'm extremely disappointed. You know, I have listened for weeks and months, people fussing and griping and complaining, and Jiminy Cricket, man, how do you get people off their behinds to vote is something that is this critical?
Yeah,
it's really nuts. I mean, but I face the same challenge. You know, I ran for sheriff three times, and you cannot motivate the electorate. That's the biggest problem that we have in Montgomery is apathy.
This is why I wouldn't be surprised to see Bibby have a strong showing in this thing. Because everybody was talking about it.
That's what I said. Y'all better watch out. I don't know Montgomery, but I would.
Yeah, hope that'll never happen. Hey, but I don't mind telling you. I voted for Artur Davis when I was in law enforcement. I had the opportunity to work with him down at the U.S. Attorney's Office. And he's the only one that really has a clear-cut and defined plan on how to address the crime situation in Montgomery. We all know that that's the uppermost thing on everybody's mind. It's not the infrastructure. It's not picking up the garbage. It's not cutting the grass. It's crime. And, of course,
I think you've assessed him accurately. I've spent time with him. Actually, he let me do that thing they used to set up at the fair where you could go in and laser shoot bad guys and stuff. He does take it seriously. I like him.
Right. Well, he's very articulate, very smart. We could forget all that stuff in the past with the Democrats and the Republicans and all that. The main thing is, who has a plan to fix what's broken? And I believe that he does. That's why I voted for him. Anyway, just wanted to call in and give you a heads up on it's looking pretty grim out here.
All right, man. I appreciate that. That's the Fraser location. I got to tell you something else. That's a terrible place to go vote.
My husband went to our polling place, which is Grace Point or the Church of Christ on Wraith Orrington Road. And he said that it was actually pretty steady. It was after the lunch hour, about 1:30, 1:45. And he said there was a steady stream of people that were in there. And now, granted, it wasn't like a regular election, but he was number in the high 200s on his little... He signed one of those little electric pad things. Mm-hmm. But he said there was more people than he had anticipated that was going to be there at that time of day.
Before we go to the traffic dungeon, I got to get Dana and Jacqueline's opinion on this bit that we play on every election day.
Today you will vote. You may not know who you're voting for, much less what you're voting for, but what you do know is that when you're done, you will receive a sticker. The same type of reward given to small children for straightening up their rooms and completing their math homework on time. A sticker you can wear proudly around the office that says, "I did it! I voted!"
Sure, you cast your vote based on the attractiveness of the candidate's photo on their roadside sign, and you probably spent more time making snarky Twitter observations with the hashtag just saying than you did studying your voter pamphlet. But that's okay. You just took an active role in the world's greatest democracy. So regardless of the scumbag you just reelected or the proposition you supported that will send this country over yet another fiscal cliff, you voted, damn it, and you've got the sticker to prove it. The I Voted sticker, America's participation ribbon for ignorance.
Nice.
Does make a point, doesn't it? All right. News and weather next.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Today is election day for the city of Montgomery. Voters head to the polls to elect the next mayor as well as several city council members. Also, it's the Republican runoff election for House District 74 between Michael Fritz and Charlotte Meadows. Alabama News Network will have live updates throughout the evening. A 3-year-old boy reported missing last night in Wetumpka was found safe earlier this morning. The Elmore County Sheriff says 3-year-old Zachary Rutherford was found 680 yards behind his house. And besides a few bumps and bruises, he is safe and in good health. A judge will decide whether statements made by Roy Moore during the 2017 U.S. Senate race were defamatory against a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct. Lee Korfman said Moore molested her decades ago as a minor. Korfman filed a lawsuit saying Moore defamed her as a liar when he denied the accusation. Moore's attorney argued Moore has a right to defend himself and called the accusations untrue. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a front on the way that's going to deliver some nice changes to the state for at least a couple of days. But for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast from time to time. Overnight low temperature drops to about 74. Tomorrow, the risk of some leftover showers is mainly the first half of the day, I think, because drier air will overspread the state. And then cooler temperatures on Wednesday night, the overnight low temperature down to about 67, and less humid air on Thursday and Friday with sunshine, highs in the lower 90s. Threat of showers returns over the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced. And that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's already 4:30. Time flies when we have Dana Dunk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house. Since it is Election Day, and we've talked a bit about that, I thought it would be a good time. Have you ever heard about Gil Fulbright?
No.
This is the most honest political ad.
I'd vote for him.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
I think we pretty much have a lot of spineless.
That's so accurate, though.
It is. And, you know, that's the biggest problem that Trump has, is we're not used to somebody being blunt.
Being honest about what they stand for.
Yeah. And we want to be BS'd. I'm looking at Drudge, which has become the purveyor of doom for not only this presidency, but the country. That his approval in Virginia is 27%. Are they having a recession there?
I don't know.
What is wrong with them? That seems extraordinary.
Don't most of the federal government employees live in Virginia?
Well, he's not hurting them.
They're mostly Democrats.
Well, that's got to be changed.
I feel like people are just getting to the point where they can no longer accept other people's opinions as being different. It's like a hatred almost. It's like, I can't sit here and still be cordial with you or be your associate or be your friend if I have a differing opinion than you. And I think we need to get back to that. It's okay to disagree. Because Dana and I don't necessarily agree on everything. That doesn't mean I don't like Dana. It means we have a different opinion.
I think it's because look, I grew up in Chicago.
That's MAGA country, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as Jussie Smollett found out the hard way. And we were conservative Democrats there. But you could talk to somebody who was of the opposing view and not want to beat their brains in. Because there wasn't that big of a gap.
Yeah, things are different these days. It has nothing to do with Chicago. It could be
anywhere. You got
people,
a lot of them inspired by Obama and his group, that still think socialism's going to work. And we don't want that. And we will fight that with blood if necessary.
Well, and I think it's okay to be emotionally invested in what your true convictions are. I mean, my grandpa used to tell me, and my mom when I was little, like, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. We've all heard that. Mm-hmm. But it's very true. But we've taken that to a level now where people take anybody that's different than them as offensive. Instead of saying, it's okay, we can agree to disagree, I still respect you as a person, it's either you're for me or against it. And we have to get back to the point in society where there's a reason why we have different political parties, we have different religions, we have different tastes for different things, because we are all different, and that's okay. You can still respect the person and have a different opinion. And it's getting to the point where it's all or nothing, and people are emotionally invested in some of these things that have nothing to do with them and don't affect them at all.
I believe that talk radio has divided this country.
I don't know if it's necessarily talk radio, but I think the media, you know, gets off on the fact that if they can cause a problem, they will. And instead of looking at unifying our country for the better, we are going to fall from within, because we can't.
You're right.
We everything is so incredibly black and white, and everybody is offended over the smallest minute thing. It's ridiculous.
I think our culture's become more political. And politics is not about unity. It's about division and drawing bright lines. And the more power at stake every national election, no wonder people feel under siege. Mm-hmm. And it bleeds through. It becomes more pervasive into, like, you know, my spin class or whatever, the cycle class I go to.
Yeah.
The owner donated to Trump, so I'm boycotting.
I must hate them.
Like, it's become ridiculous. People are finding
out. What happens is it backfires. It's all backfiring, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Because they're not just castigating Trump. Now we're all racist if we support the president.
Well, I see my job as somebody who does see himself as a libertarian is make politics less important in our everyday lives. Or if anything, make national politics less important and local more
You
important.
Supported the coctopus.
Right.
But I mean, but there is a point to that. If people have gotten to the point where, especially in politics, maybe not so much of our local politics, which they should be more invested in, because it affects our day-to-day lives. It affects our schools and our crime rate and our local economies and the businesses that are brought to Montgomery. We should care more about our local economy and our local politics. But the thing is that we've allowed the media to brainwash us to caring that our federal government has far more control on our day-to-day lives than they really do, to where it's become a polarization, to where you have to not like somebody because they voted for a different party.
You are correct, and that took place with the election of Barack Obama, because mm-hmm. we had to be concerned with this fundamental transformation. Did we need help? Yeah, we were coming out of a bad economy at that point. The market crashed, real estate values dropped, so we needed a direction. But when he used the words fundamental transformation, that raised a lot of eyebrows. Transformation into what?
Yeah. There was a lot of buzzwords that were used.
And we have, now that we've allowed two generations of college students to graduate, who think the First Amendment should be regulated.
Yeah, but we've also allowed two generations of college students to graduate that have a sense of entitlement that everything should be handed to you, and that just because you want it means that you get it. And unfortunately, we've lost the work ethic, and so you don't have people that are truly invested in what public policy sets out, because at the end of the day, they think that everything should just be handed to them on a silver platter. There's no public policy. There has to be...
Do you think that's a parenting or an educational?
I think it's a lot of factors. I think that you have my generation's parents who have a different mindset than my grandparents were when they raised my parents. I think we have a non-disciplinary family unit where it's not okay to discipline your kids, where you've taken discipline out of schools.
Yeah.
Teachers aren't allowed to discipline children. I'm not talking corporal punishment. I mean, in general, we've turned the focus on it instead of being your child isn't minding the teacher to attacking teachers and saying, what are you doing to my child? And the whole mindset of our country has just changed.
I'm going to show you some cartoons that show the difference between 50 years ago and today. I just got this today from one of our listeners.
But I think that's where the problem starts. It starts, your kids are in school more than they're at home. So I think a lot of it starts in our school system. And then when the kids get home, you have parents that are on their cell phones, that are disengaged, that aren't setting boundaries with their kids. And so then you have a bunch of heathens that are growing up watching television and Netflix and movies that's not reality. And that's parenting our children. I mean, these kids are sitting in front of tablets and television shows from the time they get home from school until they go to bed. You can't expect an untrained child to not grow up to be a criminal.
All right, take a look at this this cartoon here, which I think illustrates.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
1961, the parents are chastising the child. What's the meaning of these marks, these grades? And in 2011, it's the parents in the face of the teacher saying, what's the meaning of these marks? Look, we've talked about this many times in Age of Sound of the Old Fart on the radio, but I remember when I got suspended for doing that favor for Paula Koch back when I was a senior.
No, that's when you're the very important position of hall monitor, right?
Wow. No, I was never a hall. I was class vice president.
Oh, so you had hall passes, though.
Were you a safety patrol? I was a safety patrol. You weren't cool unless you were a safety patrol.
What favor are we doing to get suspended for? Did you hand her a cig in the bathroom?
No. No, that. I handed her...
It wasn't even that cool, Dana.
I handed her a pass out of class that I had access to because I was...
Because you were the VP.
Yeah.
The big man on campus.
So if I needed somebody for a...
Whatever. So it was like a hall pass.
It was like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Do me a favor. I want Cooter to get this check tomorrow. Can you take this to the little mailbox up the street here?
Are you asking me because I can very quickly get to the mailbox, or are you trying to get rid of me because I said something that's upset you?
Both.
You know, that's really funny because I just parked really close to Joey's driver door, and I was like, he'll be out after me. It's fine.
It's fine. He can't.
He can squeeze in there.
I'll walk.
It's fine.
I'll walk. I'll be fine.
But to answer your question, Greg, I think it starts at home, and I think even more than that, it starts in the schools, and we've taken the power out of a lot of administration and a lot of schools to be able to help rear children properly, and we got rid of sports that required people to be competitive, and everybody gets a trophy, and everybody feels good, and blah, 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 and then the first time in these college kids' adult lives that they haven't won... Mm-hmm. They're having grief counselors come in to counsel them because they didn't win an election. They're not even the candidate. They just cast a vote, but we're bringing in grief counselors.
That's crazy.
And I actually think the core of the problem is life is too good. The mm-hmm. better things get, the more petty and stringent the arguments become.
That's the whole premise.
Yeah, I mean, 100 years ago, people...
Right. You face a real problem, you tend to unite.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Robert. We have our most electrifying story coming up. It's about divorce.
Hmm.
I want you guys to render an opinion on this. Robert, what can we do for you?
Yes, who's the young lady speaking with you right now?
It's Jacqueline.
Okay, well, you're speaking like exactly the truth. Everything you're saying is the pure truth. We, as parents, have to challenge our kids at home. We cannot let the school do all the challenges. Mm-hmm. We must do it. Let me make something plain and sharp. My mother could not read, but she would get a newspaper every day. And she'd make my brother and I sit in front of her and read the newspaper to her.
That's awesome.
She done two things. She learned the information for the day, and she made us read words that was not given to us on that daily plan at school because we had to read what the publisher wrote in the newspaper. So there are things you could do to challenge your kids and also learn yourself at the same time.
Absolutely.
So you're absolutely right. Home training is the first training to take the child beyond the perimeter of school. So we need to get back to challenging our kids to do better at home, to do better themselves, then let the school system give them the authority to go further. So everything you're saying is exactly right.
Appreciate the call. Jacqueline for mayor.
Jacqueline is not running for mayor. Just going to put that out there. Please do not write my name in, if that's even an option.
I don't know. With a low turnout. You never know. You might get in the runoff.
Between now and the end of the show?
Yes. Jacqueline for mayor.
With the following you guys have attracted, I don't doubt it. Let's talk about Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. I've been emphasizing one particular aspect of this great business lately, and that is the financing opportunities that are available there to people that have had some credit issues. You know, when I came to town, my credit score was pretty bad. And one of the ways I rebuilt it was to buy a car. I had got a loan. I paid the loan off, and I made all my payments on time. And I raised my credit score about 200 points during that period. They can help you. They know that life happens. That's why they have such a multiplicity of options for financing. So go over and see Tip and his incredible team. Let them know what your situation is. There's no shame in this, man. I've told you. I've had higher temperatures than my credit score was when back in then there. So you're not going to be the first, and things will get better. Just take that initial step. If you need good wheels, don't let credit stop you from visiting and checking out the great inventory of values they have, especially in the category under 10,000. By the way, they got a Hummer in there.
What?
Really? Yeah, for under 10. For under 10, it's 2006 black. It's gorgeous. At Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 North Eastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out the traffic around the river region, and we have a pretty good afternoon to be traveling. It's busy on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. We don't have any big problems for you on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride, and the 31s look good this afternoon. We do see some traffic coming out of the downtown area, so be careful in that vicinity. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, it's pretty crowded between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and that traffic jam extends all the way out Taylor Road towards Vaughan Road. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a front on the way that's going to deliver some nice changes to the state for at least a couple of days. But for tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue in the forecast from time to time. Overnight low temperature drops to about 74. Tomorrow, the risk of some leftover showers is mainly the first half of the day, I think, because drier air will overspread the state. And then cooler temperatures on Wednesday night, the overnight low temperature down to about 67, and less humid air on Thursday and Friday with sunshine, highs in the lower 90s. Threat of showers returns over the Labor Day weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, P.O. Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Actually, I got this story yesterday, but knowing that Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson would be here today, I managed to keep it electrifying for 24 hours, which is not easily done. We have a woman who wants a divorce because her husband is too loving.
Huh?
Listen, he cooked for her, clean, never argue. Once she commented, he put on a few pounds. He went on a strict diet. Exercised so hard he hurt himself. Quote, I was choked by extreme love and affection. He even helped me clean the house. I longed for the day of dispute, but this seems impossible with my romantic husband who always forgave me and showered me with gifts. I need a real discussion, even an argument, not this hassle-free life of obedience.
You know, every woman just wants to slap the mess out of her.
The judge did not grant the divorce. The husband,
I don't see any irreconcilable difference or incompatibility.
He says he's going to try and stop cleaning as much.
Me too.
And giving
me
her
too, John Doe. And then we me have too. Like the other end of the spectrum where, like, you know,
you can't get your husband to do anything.
Well, and like she yawns too much.
She eats too much candy and leaves the wrappers in the garbage
in
can.
The garbage. These are real concerns.
When I was a TV feature guy for Channel 10 down in Miami, we had a we were also Oprah's affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because the one and only TV 10 was bringing you.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Right, it is.
It was actually afternoons at 4.
It can be.
And Oprah had this best
very
husband.
Liberating.
Best husband in the country contest.
Okay.
So they assigned me to go out and interview this couple who had been married, God knows, 60 years. And I remember asking the guy, what's your secret? And he said, I do everything and anything I can to please her.
Jared, are you listening? Jared Robertson, are you listening?
I think my husband Mike is listening, but he ain't gonna admit it.
I think Mike Butler does that, though. From what I've seen, Dana is a very lucky woman.
He
somewhere on a DVD, I have a copy of this feature report. And
I would love to see that. And all kidding aside, my husband is great. Like, I'm just
guess who won?
Taking a dig. Did they win?
They won the contest.
Good for him.
So I did a follow-up piece welcoming them back at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Sunrise. I'm sure they have passed away because they were in their 80s. This is a while back. You know that I mentioned this on our TV segment with Channel 8 that a lot of people think it looked like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I can see that.
Especially like Burt and Boogie Nights.
Yeah, Boogie Nights. Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I met you, that was what I thought.
R.I.P. Burt.
And then I realized Burt Reynolds is much smoother.
Here's another divorce-related story I saved. It's called Dating After Divorce, a study.
Mm-hmm.
First large-scale study focused solely on women who have and who are going through the divorce journey with 1,700 participants. 78% of women are already thinking about dating before the papers are signed.
Most women getting a divorce are already dating before their husbands or they even file for divorce.
Does it have the statistics for men?
No.
See, I think that's kind of unfair. Like, you know, just taking a step back. I mean, I think
Well, because in our society, we assume the men are the...
But they're not. Jerks. I had this conversation with a consult today. See, here's the big misunderstanding that a lot of people have. Most of the time, and I can only speak for myself because I'm not in Dana's consultations with her. She can chime in here in a second.
Oh, guest Mike Buller is listening.
Hey, Mike! See, giving him a shout out. Most of the time when there is an affair, I have found that the men have the emotional affairs quicker than the women have a physical affair. And I was surprised by that.
I think some of it has to do, too, with social media. And, like, women a lot of times will look and just see and, like, get that validation by, like, you know, these people online saying, like, oh, you look so great. Like, and I think it's easy to like, I guess, run away in your mind, like, in their mind of, like, how perfect their life would be if they were just, like, with this person.
It makes sense to me, though, Jacqueline, in the sense that it's much easier for women to just go hook up with somebody
yes.
than men.
And there's a big misconception there that people think that if you were to poll 100 people and say, this couple is getting a divorce because one of the parties had an affair, I think 70 to 80% of people would say the man did. Mm-hmm. But that's not reality. I see not far more, but I would say it's about even.
I think I would say I see more female affairs.
But I mean, like, I'd say, I think that trend fluctuates, but recently I've had a lot of women that have been the ones that step out.
Well, and I read something a few months back, the more that women are becoming breadwinners of the household, the more often they're the ones to cheat.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they don't have that insecurity of... I'm stuck here. I can't, or, you know, here's the thing. Alimony laws have changed. And so people need to understand that as well. Like, alimony laws have changed. So just because you've been married X amount of years, this isn't the 80s. It's not even the 90s. I mean, things have changed. Back then, when people got a divorce, I mean, it was very stereotypical. Women got paid money just because their husbands ran around on them. There was no need or ability to pay. It was judges were just... punishing people for bad behavior.
Here's a final divorce-related story here, and this you may have heard about this on the news. NASA astronaut Anne McClain was in the International Space Station mm-hmm. when it's alleged she looked up her wife's bank account. Accessed it from ISS.
Space.
Which would be identity theft, meaning this could be the first crime ever committed in space.
So who has jurisdiction over that?
The U.S. does have plans in place for crimes committed in space. It is not like international waters or so where anything goes.
But why not?
She would be facing criminal charges here on Earth.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't it be? And I'm sure that there's this somebody much smarter than I am has come up with this.
Well, she accesses a database. She accesses a database within the U.S.
But she's not within the U.S. when she commits the crime.
But we charge people in the U.S. with cyber crimes all over the place. Like, mm-hmm. we charge people in Russia, like this week.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the mentality of it, is that...
And by the way, the internet's going crazy, and it's hilarious with memes about how women commit 100% of space crimes.
Yeah. The memes?
Yeah, women commit 100%
of
space crimes.
Please find those and share those with
the
me.
The memes.
But yeah, well, I mean, I'm not surprised. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but if you want good advocacy, here they are. 819-4810 is their phone number. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And they are the fastest 2 hours of radio.
And my husband's listening as well, for the record.
No, we enjoy... Was that a
yes.
meme?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a space crime one.
The memes. Look at that cat.
Yeah, cat.
Oh, I love that cat.
Forward that to Emily Hayes. Thank you both.
We'll be back on the 18th.
We got to wait that long?
Well,
it's their schedule. Greg.
We have a scheduling. I'm going to be out of the country for 2 weeks. I'll tell you about
where
the dates.
Where will you be raising?
I'll be raising Cain. And I'm going on a family trip, so I'll be gone for a little under 2 weeks. So we can't. That's like the first Wednesday I'm back. I come back that Monday. Tuesday.
Is that the trip to Tennessee you're talking about?
Mm-mm. No.
It's not out of the country. It's out of this world.
Going to Chattanooga. Yeah. We're going to Graceland for 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, but thank you both for...
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. I hate it when you leave.
Oh, and yeah, Amy Hampton's listening as well, bankruptcy attorney.
She wants to come in. I love her.
She can't come in until after the 18th either because she's going to be on this trip with me. But you guys need to have Amy Hampton of Fuller Hampton come on the show and help your clients with their bankruptcy needs.
I spoke to her about that. She's going to be a great guest, and we will set that up.
She would be great on the show, for real.
So, all right, so
we'll see you on the 18th.
Would you get the...
I'll give her info to Joey, and Joey can hunt her down.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Have a great and safe Labor Day weekend, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to pout for a minute.
Oh, don't pout. I'll send you lots of pics. Maybe I'll call in.
Please do. That would be awesome.
Most expensive call ever. No, it's $10 a day. I've already called. I've already checked.
That would be awesome. Another place that's helped a lot of folks since they've opened their doors is Your CBD Store. That's the name, Your CBD Store. Easy to find right off Chantilly Parkway. You turn south on Mini Brown Parkway. By the Bojangles, make your first left and your first right, and it's that strip plaza right across from the Adams Drugs Renfro location. And in there, you'll find CBD products made from industrialized hemp. The only legal CBD oil is made from industrialized hemp, as defined by the Department of Agriculture. In other words, these are totally legal products, totally safe products, and you have two people there, Marissa and Lori, who can help you make the right choices, including, and we watched an absolute miracle with Briscoe, who was a three-legged dog a week ago Saturday. And after we purchased the CBD-based pet treats, no pain, he was walking normally, and he slept really, really well. Because I guess whatever his condition was making it tough for him to get comfortable. So these products work, but I suggest you visit and ask questions because they are well-versed in what they sell at Your CBD Store. The number is 593-0818. Again, that's Marissa and Laurie, and they're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Quick check on traffic. Fox News coming up. Grant McDonald next hour.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 4 o'clock rush hour, and we have one accident to tell you about. It's on the Troy Highway at Virginia Loop Road, so be careful if you're headed that direction. If you're on the boulevard, things look really good this afternoon. We still see some slowdowns around the traffic lights, but no major problems for you. Same thing on the 31s, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We see a little bit of a slowdown on 85 North between the Taylor Road area and Chantilly, and we're going to see another slowdown around the interchange in just a few minutes, so be careful in that area. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.